Welcome or welcome back to Girl Got Jesus. This is your host, Olga. We are on episode 7 today, and we are going to be talking about perspective today. This is something that I'm super, super passionate about just because I've found so much wisdom in Proverbs, and I've found so much guidance in Philippians about what God's Word has to say about wisdom and all the things that come with it. So praying for wisdom has led me to open doors that I never even thought I could even be a part of. It's all God's hand on this podcast, and I'm just so excited for what's to be and what's to come, and I'm just loving the season that we're in right now. So I wanted to do a little more structured podcast episodes, starting with introducing the topic to you guys, prayer, and then a key verse to memorize, to meditate on, to have in your heart for the rest of the week, the rest of the month, and hopefully the rest of your life, and then a challenge to end with, just so you can take what you learned and apply it to real life, because there is honestly no point in just being in the Word if you're not going to apply it to your life. So I'm going to start with prayer, and then we're going to get started. Thank you, Jesus, so much for the listener on the other end. Thank you, Jesus, that I get this opportunity to talk about what your Word says in regards to our life. Thank you for your wisdom, your encouragement, your guidance. Thank you for everything, Lord Jesus. I'm so overjoyed with all the good things that you have blessed us with, Father, and I pray that I bring you glory through every word that comes out of my mouth, and not glory to myself. You deserve it all, Jesus. Humble me, speak through me, Jesus, and make your name be known to all the nations. And as this listener is listening on the other side, I pray for their life to be changed and transformed, and I pray for joy to enter their hearts, and as they hear about what your word says, that they apply it and not just hear it. Lord, give them wisdom, give them ears to hear, and in your heavenly Father name I pray, Jesus. Amen. So, guys, perspective. It's a big one. It's an important topic because, in my understanding, perspective can change a lot. It can change things that you never thought possible. It can change something very negative into something that's just part of the plan, something that God is doing and working on, and it might not make sense, it might not have answers, but it's gonna change the way you react to certain situations in your life. And since we are talking perspective, I'm gonna do the verse that we are to meditate on. This is gonna be Proverbs. It's going to be Proverbs 12:25. And it says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. This is Solomon. He's saying that literally anxiety weighs you down. Depression, it weighs you down. It takes whatever life you have in you and basically makes it run dry. You're just so anxious that you're weighed down and heavy. And what cheers us up? A good word. It makes a man glad. It makes a woman glad when there's encouragement, when there's hope and support. So that's why people do a lot of therapy, is because they can have someone else encourage them in the direction their life is going. Reading the word encourages us to go on the path of life, not the path that leads to death. Encouragement from a friend, a phone call, talking to someone about what's happening in your life, they can give encouragement and make your heart glad, versus anxiety where it's all in your head. You're thinking, this is wrong and this is wrong and what's going to happen and I'm so worried. But really, we need to give it to God, and God is the number one encourager. So Philippians 4:4, this is another one that I want you guys to meditate and focus on this week as you do the challenge. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. I'm going to read that again because it's just so good and so simple and so easy to remember. Not easy to do, but easy to remember. So if you tuck it into your heart when you are feeling anxious or you're feeling upset or you're feeling a certain kind of emotion, remember Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. There's a song, I think it's a kid's song. So whenever I read it, I hear it. I'm not gonna sing it because I'm not a singer. But yeah, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Probably one of my favorite verses, if I'm being honest. That's just like so beautiful. Just rejoice. Whatever your circumstance, whatever is happening, change that attitude into an attitude of gratitude and rejoicing and see how your life will change. I understand we live in a really hard life. Like, there's going to be so many challenges, so many things happening that we're wondering why. Why me, God? But the Bible doesn't say, ask God why things are happening. The Bible literally commands us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So, what does that look like? That means something bad happens and you're rejoicing that God is still good. Something happens that you don't understand and you're rejoicing because maybe it's saving you from something so much worse that could have happened. So, I wanted to share a little story. I was washing dishes the other day and literally a spoon went into the disposal while it was running and I took the spoon out, obviously turned off the disposal. Goodness gracious, don't ever put your fingers in while it's on, please, 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 please. And I looked at the spoon and I was like, oh, it's fine. And I just finished washing it and put it in the dishwasher. So the next morning, I'm unloading the dishwasher and I scratch my finger on that spoon. And I look and I'm like, ouch, that hurt. I looked at it yesterday and it looked fine, but actually it got butchered up in that garbage disposal. And so I took the spoon and I threw it in the garbage because that's where it belongs. And my mind right away goes to, oh my word, what if someone was eating, like my child was eating yogurt or soup using the spoon and they would literally cut their tongue or their lip or whatever, their mouth, using this spoon that's butchered into like so scratched up that it's just basically a knife at this point. And so now I have this cut on my finger, but I'm so thankful that it happened to me and not one of them. So, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. Well, it's so true because in the moment I was thinking, why? And then real quick, the Lord reminded me because it could have been so much worse. So much worse. I mean, a sliced finger is like not a big deal, but a little baby, my 2-year-old, having like a sliced lip, that does not sound like a good time. So, this has happened so many times in my life. I could give example after example. This is just literally 2 days ago. And I'm just thinking about how so many times in life we think, why me? Or I don't understand why something is happening. But God is saving you from worse. His hand is in it. He's always got a plan. And when things happen that are quote unquote even bad, you know, just have it in you that it could have been worse. It really could have been worse. So thank you, Jesus, for saving me from worse. So maybe it's bad, but it could have been worse. So rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Then verse 5 says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. And verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So we live in a world where we're always going to have things that we need, want. You know, we can ask our Heavenly Father because He's the one that gives. And having that attitude of gratitude, no matter what situation you're in, what's happening, whether you understand it or not, it's about having the attitude that God knows what's happening. God is writing this story. Who am I to say, that this should not have happened or that should not have happened. God knows why it happened. So remember that the next time you feel something happen that you're either upset or angry or confused about, try to flip your perspective into, maybe God is saving me from worse. Maybe he's protecting me. Next time you're driving in traffic, think, maybe there's an accident ahead that could have been me if I didn't leave the house 2 minutes later. Or, you know, it's always like that human nature to start and stop and think, be like, why me? Why is this happening? I'm so frustrated. I'm so confused. A, B, C. But remembering that the Bible commands us to rejoice always, and again I say rejoice, is just, it's huge. It's going to change your life. And I don't say that lightly. God's word is a double-edged sword. It will change your life if you apply it. So don't just hear me saying that. Don't just read Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And then go about your day being grumpy and, you know, upset with everyone. And why me mentality and negativity. God knows why. Why it's happening. What's going on. He knows and he is in control. Last time I checked, he is God, not us. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. That's like the cure to anxiety. Instead of thinking, why me? Life is so hard. Life sucks. Rejoice. Instead of drowning in your sorrows, rejoice. Instead of, you know, questioning God, rejoice. Now, like I said, it's not easy to do this, but it's like a muscle. If you practice, you will get better and stronger, and it's going to be easier to rejoice. So next time, like I said, think about the things in your life that you're kind of negative towards. Think about the things that you're more inclined to think of as, why me? Or I hate this situation, or I don't understand why this is happening, or why is this always like this? Or I don't have answers. Instead, rejoice. If you knew what God is protecting you from, I don't think you would be questioning, why is this happening? Why me? And why am I not getting my way? Why am I not this and that? It's like God's timing is always perfect. He's never late. He's never early. He is always on time. Every single time, 10 out of 10. And we just forget, I feel like. We forget that he is God. He's in control. His timing is perfect. He is perfect. I can't even imagine having a greater God that, like, we can put our trust in. It's like you go to the store and you trust there's going to be apples, and you trust there's going to be, you know, chicken and all the groceries that you need on your list. And that's human work. Someone had to bring that there. And you trust that it's going to be there for you. And we have a hard time trusting God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all the things we have, the creator of us. We have a hard time trusting. If he didn't want us here, he would not have created us. He wanted you here. He wanted me here. And like I said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I'm going to say it so much that you guys will have it memorized by the end of the podcast. Honestly, though. Perspective changes everything. Life is hard, and there's going to be moments where it's only human to feel negative about. You know, there's death, there's trauma, there's so much, the list goes on. And some days you feel like jumping in bed and just crawling under the covers and just not being here on earth. It's so hard some days. If you've dealt with depression or anxiety or anything of the sort, you know how hard it can be. It is a hard life we live. But like Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. I have literally had moments in my life, even recently, where I was just having that, like, that off day where you're just like, nothing's going my way, everything's against me, the world is falling, the sky is falling, you know? And I read Proverbs and I remembered that verse, 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. I thought about it and I was like, wow, it's in my head. It's all in my head. Jesus tells us that we have ability to ask him for things, and we can ask him for a different attitude. We can ask him to change our heart. We can ask him to change our mind. We can ask him to not believe everything that we think. We can ask for these things, and he's literally just a prayer away. He's always available. It's not like a phone where you need to go charge it. You need to go find it. And half the time, I don't know where my phone is. He's not a phone call away. He's just a heart mindset away. He is always there. And once you realize, it's like, why am I so anxious? I'm making my life miserable with these anxious thoughts I'm having. It's not going to change anything. It's not like, because I'm anxious, this problem is going to get solved. Absolutely not. It's actually going to make the problem worse because you're just overthinking it. So now you're living in like a false reality. And then if it does end up happening, which chances are it probably won't, but then if it does happen, it's like, well, now you're living it again, except for real this time. So basically, worrying is like living it out twice, you know? And I said this in the previous podcast, I'll read it again, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Focus on today. What can you control? If you cannot control it, why are you worried? God is controlling it. Does it make your life better by thinking about that thing that's weighing you down? Absolutely not. It's actually hurting you. It is hurting you over and over and over because as someone who has had anxiety, it's not like it changes the situation. You're just living it out in your mind. The power of the mind, you know, you guys, it really is powerful. Why is it that two people can be sitting in the same room at the same time and be having completely different experiences? They're literally living the same reality, and yet it's so different. Someone's having an amazing time. They're happy-go-lucky, they're on cloud nine, and the other person's miserable. In the same room, the same circumstances, the same situation. Why? Because of their mindset, because of their perspective. Somebody's thinking, oh, it's too loud in here, oh, it's too hot in here, oh, it's too windy here. And then the other person might be like, wow, this is amazing, I get to be outside right now, sitting on this park bench with the birds chirping in the background on a hot summer day, and I just get to live this life. It's the gratitude. It's inside of us. It's that perspective of, what am I going to choose to focus on? Am I going to choose to focus on what's lacking in my life? Oh, that person has it better. Or, oh, that person has so much more. Or they have what I want and I don't have that. What is that going to do for you to sit and compare? What if you flip the script and just try to think positive? What do you have that so many people do not have? Arms, legs, senses. You can smell, you can taste, you can see. Not everybody has that. You can hear. You can feel. It really, really changes things. It changes things from, why me? Life sucks. Life is hard. I'm going to drown in my sorrow. I'm looking for the next thing to drown out my pain. Wow, I have more than I deserve. I have more than I need. I have more than I could ask for. Thank you, Jesus. That's what an attitude of gratitude changes, perspective. Every single morning, wake up, open your eyes, and you've already opened two gifts that God has given you that He did not have to. He chose to. And so many of us are just going through the motions, doing things without really thinking about it. What is this doing in my life? Is it giving me the life I want? Is it fulfilling me? Is it leading me closer to where I want to be? We don't really reflect anymore. We're just going through the motions. Oh, it's time to get a haircut. I'm going to go get a haircut. Oh, it's time to eat. I'm going to go eat. Oh, it's time to, you know, A, B, and C. And do you stop and think, do I actually need a haircut? Am I actually hungry right now? Do we stop and think about it? Or are we just doing it because it's the time? It's having that perspective of what matters to you. And are you living it out? I stopped getting my hair done a year ago just because I wanted a change. And the other day I was just thinking about how back in the day I was just doing it because it was time. 3 months passed, it was time for my hair appointment. Go get, you know, bleach and brightened up. And did I even want to be bleach blonde anymore? I never really stopped and thought about it. I just kind of did it. It was time and I went and did it. And one day I was like, I don't really want to be bleach blonde anymore. I kind of want to see what my natural color looks like. And so I just decided that I'm not going to get my hair done for a while, just to see how I feel being a little bit more natural. And it was the best thing ever. I just honestly love being a little more natural. I feel like it's a little bit more me. And I still love a little pop of color. And I still love a little lip gloss. But I feel like back in my teenage days, I would just do what everyone else was doing without really evaluating, is this what I value? Is this where my heart is? You know? So I want to leave you guys with Philippians 4:4. That's the verse, and the challenge is to memorize the scripture and identify areas in your life where you are a little more negative and try to be more positive. Try to look at the situation through a different lens and see how your life changes. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And I started a community group, a Facebook group on Facebook, and I'm going to link it in the show notes because I think it would be fun to have a little community going here on this podcast. I have no idea who listens to it, and I don't know. I post some on TikTok, like just little clips, but other than that, I literally don't know who my viewers are or any of that. So if you guys want to join the Facebook group, I will leave the link, and I just want to end in prayer. Thank you so much, Jesus, again for this time. I thank you for this podcast, episode 7. We were just getting started and here we are, Jesus. Thank you for the time that I have to record. Thank you for the listener on the other end. I pray that this message goes into their heart and affects their life in every single way. Give them joy. Help them to rejoice in you, Lord. You are in control. Help us to let go of worry, anxiety, all those things that literally weigh us down. And give us a word of encouragement, Jesus, as we read your word. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Have an awesome weekend, and I'll see you next week. You weren't done.